Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, oh, put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Corinthians 11. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, heaven is head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. For that is even all one, as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. And neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought a woman to have power on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, and neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. And now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, I shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has gathered us and our children by renewal on this holy day of rest within the walls of thy house of prayer. Then we have been carried upon the wings of mercy, and who maketh us to differ with most of the people upon the face of the earth, our Lord. May it be thy goodness and thy mercies that may bring us on that low place at thy footstool with the confession of our sins, where they are many and great, and to be given to humbly ask thee for the pardoning thereof, O Lord. That needs to take place and needs to be experienced here in the time. And that is the work of a triune God, the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Ghost. May it please thee in this evening to dwell richly amongst us. Pass us not by as we deserve. Oh, do come down with thy Spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood. May it please thee to go from bench to bench, heart to heart. Leave us not cold, untouched, unmoved. Wilt thou visit the dwellings where those that are lawfully hindered may listen along. Lord, it is an hour of preparation, an hour of examination, when thou grantest on the coming Lord's Day, then the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. Wilt thou grant that true and upright examination? Lord, may it be granted in this evening hour. What a solemn responsibility to be thy mouthpiece, to be given to separate the precious from the vile. To that end, may it please thee to open thy word. Lord, remember the unconverted. Ah, convert them, as thou hast converted all thy people. May sinners be arrested. May they be pricked in their heart. A solemn impression. What a terrible thing it is to be unconverted under thy wrath, where we have offended thy majesty, offended thy precepts, and transgressed all thy commandments. And Lord, we cannot appear, and yet, if we have to die unconverted, to appear with all our sins before thee, and then to be sent to the place where prayer need not to be made, and where hope shall never come, and that to all eternity. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to bless thy word to that end. Wilt thou spare that we build not upon sandy foundations? May there be no rest outside of that only name which thou hast given under heaven, whereby we must be saved, and that is the precious name of Jesus, because he has come to to save his people from their sins. Thou knowest who are thine. We are called to examine whether we have received that wedding garment with the further leadings. Thou hast a people that learns that it is grace and grace alone. Well, thou grant exercises to thy true people to that end. Well, thou grant a prayer for one another to bear one another's burdens. And the psalmist has declared, in thy light we shall see light. Ah, may it please thee in this evening hour that it may be as with those travelers traveling to Emmaus, and when the scriptures were opened concerning thy dear son, then they were given to tell one another. Did not our hearts burn when the scriptures were opened? Lord, wilt thou grant by that true saving faith an eye upon him who was white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s? Wilt thou bless thy holy word in the church? Remember and help the consistory to that end. May there be many errands in hers. Help fathers and mothers to instruct their dear children in that aforesaid doctrine. Wilt thou grant prayer? Wilt thou grant example? Bless thy word in our Christian school. Thou was granted in thy mercy that in the past week that it may commence by renewal. Then we commend unto thee the manifold needs. Grant traveling mercies to and fro. Help the school board administration, the teachers. And when thy word may be daily opened, oh, do bless it to the hearts of young and old. Remember our youth who were studying in institutions of higher learning where such contrary things are taught which are not according to thy word. Ah, do watch over them. Do keep them. Grant them a place at thy footstool. Lord, we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee in these dark, serious, and solemn times. Remember the persecuted church. Wilt thou uphold? Wilt thou strengthen? Wilt thou comfort them? Remember thy church in the country where that war continues. May it be used richly in thy hand. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember mission work, our mission field. We commend unto thee thy servants and the team. Lord, remember our poor nation that sinks away so fast under the hardening of the heart. Remember all in high authority, federally, provincially. Remember our premier. Remember also in the future when another one shall be chosen. May it be accompanied with much prayer. Remember the governments of the cities of our little town, All pour out thy Holy Spirit also in the midst of our community. By renewal, we commend unto thee the many temporal needs. Wilt thou graciously provide the daily bread for our family circles? Wilt thou grant a dependent life those times that they may be given to notice thy special providing hand, and that the hearts may become soft? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children to the grave, and other dear ones. Remember the family that is awaiting for official confirmation that there may be a funeral service. Remember all our elderly ones. Remember our care home. Wilt thou continue to provide? Remember the sick and afflicted ones, the father with that dreaded disease. There are those that are struggling with tiredness of the body, continual pain, fears, concerns, uncertainties. Grant a place at thy footstool. The psalmist of old has declared, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. And all, Lord, that the trials, that they may be sanctified, shall also either be a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Remember the handicapped, the crosses, the burdens. Remember the family circles. May love abound. When it is different, wilt thou grant repentance while it can yet and while it may yet. And what has been separated, may thou bring it together according to thy institution and according to thy holy word. Remember all those that are struggling with temptations and with addictions. Lord, we humbly beg of thee, wilt thou bless us in this evening hour with the blessings of thy right hand? Wilt thou grant a few simple words to speak, and may it go forth with power divine? Wilt thou bind the devil, thou as a people upon the earth? That is much a trouble with the devil. But, Lord, he is a defeated enemy. The king has gained the victory. Wilt thou so ride triumphantly upon the apparel of thy holy word? And may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, for the establishment of thy own work, that thy name may be glorified. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 140, the four stanzas. God be merciful to me. On thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion thou, blot out my transgressions now. And what follows, Psalter 140, the four stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, in an hour of preparation, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 51, the question and answer 126, which is the fifth petition. Answer, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. That is, be pleased, for the sake of Christ's blood, and not to impute to us poor sinners our transgressions, nor that depravity which always cleaves to us, even as we feel this evidence of thy grace in us, that it is our firm resolution from the heart to forgive our neighbor. Lord's Day 51 speaks of the fifth petition, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, with four thoughts. In the first place, the instructive beginning. Secondly, the confessed debt. Thirdly, the believed in Savior. And fourthly, the lived evidence. The fifth petition, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In the first place, the instructive beginning, and congregation, there needs to be a beginning in our life of the work of the Lord in our hearts. But that word "and," that shall be in continuance in the life of the true child of God. Secondly, the confessed debts. That speaks of an experiential knowledge of our sins and of our misery. In the third place, concerning that word "forgive," the believed in Savior, that speaks of a given, a saving knowledge experientially of the only Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the pardoning of all of our sins. And in the fourth place, the lived evidence as we forgive. That speaks of the true gratitude in the life of the true and living child of God. Thus, congregation, then you can hear that this Lord's Day has much instruction concerning the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard out of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body." The Lord granteth unto us and our children this precious time of grace, that it may be a time of preparation to be given by the work of the Holy Spirit, to be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. How is it with that preparation, congregation? How is it going? What are we living for? Has that become our need? The need of our never-dying soul? Have we become burdened with our sins? Have we learned that we can never pay that debt? Concerning the fifth petition, then it begins with end. The other petitions, we may speak of a period. But now the first petition, that begins with that word end. That is a word that joins together, that tells us that we must not stay with the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. May I ask you, congregation, has there now been an end in our life? A beginning begins not with the Lord's Supper, begins with the work of the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord begins that good work, then we shall not remain with the fourth petition, but then it shall become reality. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. Then it shall become reality. Matthew 16, verse 26. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never-dying soul? Have we felt, have we experienced the weight of our never-dying soul? An impression that we are traveling to that never-ending eternity. When that is experienced, then we shall not remain with that fourth petition, but then there shall be an end. Then it shall be that our daily blessings can be that we vehemently desire temporal blessings that the Lord withholds, but an end, Lord, may it only be in thy favor. We read in Numbers 11 of the children of Israel that they have murmured, read specifically of a mixed multitude, and then they have demanded, they have asked for flesh. And the Lord has given flesh, Kibroth Hayatava. And then we read, when the flesh was in their mouth, that the plague has broke forth. There is a people with the fourth petition, that they are given to ask, Lord, in thy favor, with thy blessing, and not in thy disfavor. To make it simple for the boys and girls, if there is now a man in prison that has murdered someone, and that day, in a few hours, he would be brought out of prison, and that he would be put to death, then such a prisoner, then a delicious meal could be brought to him, but he would soon perish. Thus, that special beginning, that special instruction, that word end, when it may be right, and the child of God has to confess that usually it is not so right. Better things also concerning that fourth petition, but when it may be tender and when it may be lively, and when there is sin, and such a one is given to pray the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread, then their sins shall rise up against them. The fifth petition, we live in a day that petition is missed in many a prayer, and when it is mentioned can be so out of form and duty, and not a lively impression of our sins, when it may be tender, then in that word end, then there shall be a confession of particular sins. The Lord grant a tender and close life to His true people, also in a week of preparation, concerning that word end, that is a word that is reference to the former part of the Lord's Prayer, and concerning the address, Our Father, which art in heaven, necessary for the child that they are given to learn, John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I read in Malachi 1, verse 6, if I am a father, where is my honor? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It is a word that refers to the first three petitions. The first, hallowed be thy name. How we can be so busy, that awful pride with our name, with our honor. Are there people that understand it? The second petition, thy kingdom come. We live in a day, oh, it is a blessing, when there may still be exercise concerning the coming of the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ. But it seems that the church, the living church, can let their fellow travelers on their place, on that broad way. How necessary, also concerning that second petition, and forgive us our debts, the third petition, concerning that well, when the Lord holds contrary ways with his people, those unfathomable ways, and forgive us our debts, refers especially to the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread, our unthankfulness can be murmuring, not agreeing with the Lord's ways, not that close, that dependent life, that childlike trusting. Concerning the fourth petition and how that we use those precious gifts which the Lord so liberally and so freely showers upon his church, and forgive us our debts, are there souls that may be exercised with that end. Oh, it is in beginning, but shall be by continuance in the life of the true child of God. And John 15 verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. But the church is also given to experience Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengtheneth me. Oh, that end that concerns a saving experiential knowledge of the Son of God, what he has merited for his child, Lord's Supper, do this in remembrance of me. And who for? Our second thought, the confessed debt. Then we read of these two young men, that they were led deeply, a close and tender life, that is, be pleased to provide us, no, be pleased for the sake of Christ's blood, and not to impute to us poor sinners our transgressions. How are we to understand this petition in the context at the end of the catechism? A child of God that has experienced Lord's Day number 23, the complete forgiveness of their sins, embraced by true saving faith. Then in the first place, concerning that church, then it can be, we have heard in this morning of a backslidden sheep, then with that fatherly displeasure, we have read in this morning Psalm 51, against thee, thee only have I sinned. Then David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, under the fatherly displeasure, then there needed to be restoration. Also, concerning the daily infirmities, because the instructors have spoken of that depravity which always cleaveth to us, then each time by renewal to receive the pardoning of our sins, the confirmation thereof, and the further instruction concerning the work of a triune God. For those daughters of Jerusalem that are walking upon the earth with their debt upon their shoulders, where they learn that separation, and forgive us of our debt, that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary. Be pleased, for the sake of Christ's blood, not to impute to us, poor sinners, our transgressions. Do you hear it, congregation? The end of our catechism. Then the instructors are given to speak of poor sinners. That is experienced in the beginning, but that is the continual experience of the living child of God. Shall not only be a confession with the lips, but lived in the heart, that sorrow to sin after receiving so many mercies, so many gifts, an unthankful people. Then we read in the explanation of the fifth petition many similarities, what we read in Lord's Day number 30 in question 81, for whom is the Lord's Supper instituted? For those who are truly sorrowful for their sins. The instructors also in this Lord's Day do not say those that have been poor sinners, but it is in the present, and that is not now so necessary. Also concerning the Lord's Supper, are there poor sinners in my midst? How does that people now become, and how do they remain poor? Oh, in the further leadings, then they learn of that rich Christ, of that greater Joseph, that Zephaniah and Peninnah, the revealer of secrets, the Savior of the world, who gave us so freely and so liberally, Christ Jesus, who was instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper to that end. Poor sinners, Zephaniah 3 verse 12, I have left in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. How is that people now poor? Oh, then the one shall say, of course, of self in the further leadings, they are rich in another, but when the Lord works in our hearts, oh, so poor in righteousness, and then they become busy, and then they try to satisfy that righteousness, because people, when the Lord works, we can know the truth, can try to understand with our mind, but the work of the Spirit to deeply convict and uncover His church, then in the first place does not go about the depth, but goes about the truth of the matter. And by the Spirit, it is true that poverty experienced in a different way and manner by the daughters of Jerusalem than by the bride, but all poor sinners, all of self, of poor in righteousness, of poor in holiness, they learn with all their striving that they are a sinner still. Ah, concerning that poverty, they are poor. Oh, it is true. Ah, when the Lord works it, then concerning many matters. Ah, when the Lord grants an end in the moment of regeneration, and then you ask that people, although they have to write many bitter things against themselves, oh, concerning their love to the Lord, to His people, to His house, to His institutions, when you ask those souls concerning their desires, then they are glad that the Lord knows all things. Then what vehement desires there are, then they are a hungering and thirsting people after righteousness, then their heart goes out after the Lord. Oh, when the Spirit grants it at the throne of grace, then He grants the Spirit of prayer and of supplication. When the Lord grants it, that childlike trusting also concerning their daily need, then they receive that grace of hope and of faith. And nevertheless, in the way of experience, they learn more and more that they are so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, and that they are poor. Oh, there is a people that learns more and more how poor they are of self. They are poor concerning faith, concerning hope, concerning love. Can be so still in the life of a child of God. It can be so still concerning those lively desires. Oh, they are so poor as beggars at the throne of grace. Thus then we read in our answer for the fifth petition, much instruction concerning the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Oh, poor sinners, nothing but a poor sinner, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross of Christ I cling. Ah, then it is written, be pleased for the sake of Christ's blood, and not to impute to us poor sinners our transgressions. What is now a debt, that is something we owe to another. And the Lord has a people, what a debt they have concerning the Lord's glory, concerning His law. The Lord demands His image back. Oh, a people that become debtors before the Lord, they are debtors to the justice of God, to the law of God. Oh, concerning the time that the Lord has given, concerning their talents, concerning the gifts, forgive us our debts. Begins with my, Psalm 51. So personal, we become the sinner. We come on a low place. We become a beggar. And we are given to ask whether there is pardoning. But when we read our, what a blessing it is concerning the celebration of the Lord's Supper, that there may be a Nehemiah exercised with the roof. Shall I not seek rest for thee? Paul exercised with the Timothy our debts, many sins. They are committed not singularly, but they are committed together. Poor sinners, necessary. But is that now sufficient to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then more is necessary. Declared in the explanation of the fifth petition, because Christ has said, do this in remembrance of me. And how is a sinner now taught? That he learns with all his working and with all his striving that he is a great sinner still, young and old. How is it with our debts? Are we busy with it? Are we concerned? Or what would we think in natural life of a certain person that had a great debt and that he would continue to spend recklessly and even mock with his creditor? Then it would not go well as that your picture congregation. Oh, may there be a bowing of the knees, because let us add concerning that word "and." What do we read in Genesis 5? 8 times. And he died. It's laid away for each of us. And how shall it then be with our debt? Needs to be paid for. Needs to be settled. Possible. Through that precious Savior, that is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 415, the stanzas 3 and 5. Call to mind, O Lord Jehovah, a tender mercies manifold, and thy store of loving kindness, which has ever been of old. And what follows, 415, the stanzas 3 and 5. The fifth petition, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The instructive beginning, the confessed debt, and now thirdly, the believed in Savior. Then it speaks of a received saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. I read in John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Peter and John were given to declare in Acts 4, verse 12, that there is no name given under heaven than the name of Jesus. I say it in my own words, whereby we must be saved. Thus the necessity, O young and old, let there be no rest outside of that only name, that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, who goeth forth of the Father and of the Son in the hearts of the true children of God, to make room for that only name. And that is for a worked out people that have experienced that all those other physicians, that they are a poor sinner still. Thus the necessity that we learn of that precious name, that precious mediator in his necessity, in his suitability, and in his preciousness, and when that takes place, congregation, then our exercises become different. Oh, then we have a desire to hear that that name may be proclaimed in his riches and in his fullness. Him who was white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s. Oh, the psalmist has declared that he is feared than the children of men, and grace is poured upon his lips in Psalm 45, verse 2. Be pleased. That speaks of grace. That speaks of grace alone. What a work the Spirit has in the life of his church. That is, be pleased for the sake of Christ's blood. Oh, that precious blood, the first place, what we consider by whom it has been shed, by the dear Son of God who has left his Father's house, who has suffered, who has died, his body was broken, his blood has flowed. Clearly shown in the administration of the Lord's Supper, that precious blood, what is the purpose? For the glory of his Father and for the salvation of the church. In the third place, the meriting power. 1 John 1 verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. That blood shed for whom? For his people. For sinners. Oh, Paul has written to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, not to impute, that is to put in one's account, sinners, our transgressions and that depravity that cleaves unto us. Romans 7, where Paul has written to the church, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, the will is present with me, but to perform I find not. The good I would, I do not. The evil I would not. And then he has declared, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death? But then he has added, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Do this in remembrance of me. Thus that speaks of deliverance, the necessity of a given saving knowledge of that precious mediator. Then we do not speak of the full assurance of faith concerning that pardoning, but that he has been revealed as that only Savior, and that poor sinners are given to see such a sufficiency and such a beauty. Oh, they are given to see that he is able to save even a sinner as I. Ah, we read of that woman with the issue of blood, that when she has heard of Jesus, she had no rest away from Jesus. Oh, she has heard what he has done. She has went through the crowd against the law and was given. She was not yet healed, but if they might be touched the hem of his garment, oh, she was given to believe that she would be perfectly healed. And now for that people, oh Christ, concerning their faith, has instituted the sacrament that that faith may be strengthened, that they may be instructed concerning the wonderful works of the Lord, concerning the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Our forethought, the lived evidence, even as we feel this evidence of thy grace in us, that it is our firm resolution from the heart to forgive our neighbor. We shall not explain it so thoroughly. Always glad when we see so many children at night in church. Oh, boys and girls, hope when you come that you ask the Lord for a new heart and that you may be given to experience, because these matters, let us not think, younger ones, that these are matters only for old people, but they shall also be experienced all when the Lord works. When we read in former times, ah, may the Lord grant a richer time than oftentimes out of the mouths of little children, then they could tell of the wonderful things of the Lord. But of course, boys and girls, you must go to school tomorrow. But then our last thought that speaks of gratitude, proof and evidence of the true work of the Lord. Thus in our answer concerning the fifth petition, simply declared what is necessary to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Experiential knowledge, a beginning, misery, deliverance, and gratitude. and concerning those wonderful works. Oh, David, he was a backslidden sheep, but he was returned to the good shepherd. Of course, he was still a sheep. And then in Psalm 32, verse 1, then he has declared, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And in verse 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray in a time when thou mayest be found. And in verse 7, then David was given to declare, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. And then in verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. The Lord granted for his name's sake. Amen. Our Lord, we may thank thee that thou hast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day, and yet a few words to speak. May it please thee to apply it, and that young and old may be busy or become busy, exercised with those 4 points, with that word "and," concerning poor sinners, concerning that precious mediator, and in the part of gratitude, and each time by renewal, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, we may commence another week. Wilt thou graciously watch over us, take us under thy kind care and protection, keep us from harm and danger, grant strength for our labors, and joy in those labors, and dependency upon thee. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation. Remember tomorrow evening when the consistory hopes to meet, do gather with us and bring the congregation together for a weekday service to further examine our hearts and to hear what is necessary concerning the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, grant now traveling mercies. Bring us safely to our homes. Remember that waiting, mourning family. May it be sanctified, that thou may grant another mourning, and that is for our sins. Lord, pardon us of all of our sins. 'Tis so necessary at the end of another Sabbath day, that there may be an end concerning speaking, concerning listening. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 83. And let us only sing the stanzas 1 and 2. How blessed is he whose trespass hath freely been forgiven, whose sin is wholly covered before the sight of heaven. And what follows, Psalter 83, the stanzas only 1 and 2. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.